Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, April 16th, second show of the day for y'all. Really appreciate you tuning in. ESPN launched a brand new three-round mock draft yesterday, kind of a dueling mock draft with Mel Kiper and Field Yates exchanging picks. Again, three rounds. So the Jaguars have three picks in this mock draft. We will dive into the picks, the reasoning, and my take on each of these three picks. So really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Let's go ahead and dive into it here, shall we? So, Jaguars' first pick in the first round, 17 overall. Mel Kiper has the selection, picks LSU wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. His reasoning: there's a wide range of where Thomas could go off the board. He might even fall to the end of round one, but he would be a great fit as Calvin Ridley's replacement in Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence's completion rate on go balls would rise. So I agree with a lot of what Mel Kiper says here. I do think there's a fairly decent range of where Brian Thomas Jr. could go. I think he could come off the board before 17, certainly, with his size, his skill set, his catch radius, the speed and athleticism that he brings to the field, the red zone target that he is, led college football in touchdown receptions. He's a deep threat, vertical threat right now. Does he have room for improvement in his route tree? Certainly. LSU did not ask him to run a wide variety of routes. It was mostly stuff on the vertical plane, outside or in the slot. Deep down the field, you did have some slot fades. You also have plenty of jump balls in the end zone. But for me, the Jaguars could do a lot worse with their first round pick, because Brian Thomas Jr. has potential wide receiver one talent. Like, he absolutely does. Like, again, his size, skill set, athleticism, you just don't find a lot of dudes that can run a 4.33 40-yard dash at almost 210 pounds with the length and catch radius and leaping ability that Brian Thomas Jr. has, the production he has. He's still a developing young wide receiver. And the good thing for the Jaguars is they don't need someone to be a wide receiver one in week one. Christian Kirk is a very talented high-volume slot receiver. Evan Ingram is a very talented high-volume pass-catching tight end. Gabe Davis can catch a lot of passes for you outside. Zay Jones, when fully healthy, can catch passes for you as well. So Brian Thomas Jr., you bring him in to grow into a wide receiver one role eventually. Early on, he is a really good vertical threat. Probably the best vertical threat you have, even though Gabe Davis has proven to be a quality vertical threat in the league as well. I think if you have Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis running on the vertical plane, and I know Brian Thomas Jr. can also do certainly crossers and deep overs in this Jaguars offense. If you have that, and then Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram eating underneath, I think that could make Trevor Lawrence's life a lot easier. And now Brian Thomas Jr., not a perfect prospect, as I mentioned, needs to develop his route tree. And is that because he can't run those routes, or because LSU simply didn't ask him to run more routes because they knew how they could win with him, with Jaden Daniels throwing deep balls, right? I think that's probably a combination of the two. He certainly needs to prove that he can be a more complete receiver. But at worst, you're getting a really, really good vertical threat wide receiver. And at best, you're getting a potential wide receiver one. So I do think it makes sense for the Jaguars in their current build. Not the pick I would necessarily make at 17 overall, but it wouldn't bother me one bit because, again, you're getting Trevor Lawrence an absolute talent, the most talented wide receiver that he's probably played with from a physical standpoint in the NFL. So I'd be good with this one. At 48 overall, Field Yates has this pick. He takes edge Marshawn Kneeland. His reasoning: while Jacksonville signed Josh Allen to a deserved long-term deal and Trayvon Walker broke out last season, the team must continue to hammer the edge depth. I think Nealon's blend of raw power and quickness would be very appealing to general manager Trent Baalke. Now, if you guys have been paying attention to this channel, you know I'm all over Marshawn Kneeland. I love his game. I have an early second round grade on him. If you're able to get him in the middle of the second round at 48 overall to add to an edge room that already features Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, I am all over that. Yes, please, sign me up. Reasoning: great length, very quick, very agile, explosive as well. A guy that I think that can absolutely set the edge against the run, but I think he can also develop his pass rush arsenal. He's already got really good hands. He's got shock power. Again, the quickness, the agility to get around defenders. He can rush from the interior. If you have him out in a lightning package with Trayvon Walker, Josh Allen, and Eric Armstead, I think that could get you really fired up at 48 overall. I think long term, he can certainly develop into a starting caliber edge player in this league.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But for the next few years, he's going to be a high-value rotational edge for you who can move around the formation, in my opinion. So I would be all over that. I think upgrading the pass rush is a big, big need for the Jaguars beyond Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker and Eric Armstead. At 96 overall, Field Yates has the pick again, has the Jaguars taking offensive tackle Christian Jones. His reasoning: this is a bit of a look-ahead pick for Jacksonville, who can get another offensive tackle in the pipeline. Jones has a ton of experience, 48 career starts, and has played both left and right tackle. I understand everything Field Yates says there. For me, it's too early for Christian Jones. There's going to be a lot of prospects on the board that I have valued much higher than I do Christian Jones, who I have as a fourth-round grade right now, right? So it's not like an egregious pick here, but it's too early for me. And Blake Fisher coming off the board to the Chiefs just one pick earlier probably stings, because I do think that Blake Fisher certainly has a lot more upside, a much younger prospect, more athleticism in my opinion. Still, I do think that Christian Jones fits a lot of what Trent Baalke looks for in an offensive tackle. When you talk about length, he does have straight line athleticism, some explosiveness to his game, a lot of experience. He has played left and right tackle. For the last couple years, it has been primarily right tackle. I project him as a swing player in the NFL. I don't really know if he has the skill set to start long term. The Jaguars do have future needs at the offensive tackle position, but going into 2024, you have Cam Robinson, Walker Little, and obviously Anton Harrison. Little and Robinson are on expiring contracts. However, I'm not sure why you wouldn't bring back one of them, at least one of them, for the 2025 campaign and beyond. And it would probably be Walker Little. I think Walker Little is a homegrown talent, a guy who that when he has started at left tackle, which is where he could fill in for Cam Robinson long term, has played well. Like, he's efficient in pass protection. He gets the job done. I think you've seen some struggles when trying to battle through injury. You saw him, you know, try to play left guard a little bit in 2024, and I don't think that that was the right fit. But I think as a future tackle, future starting tackle, Walker Little makes a lot more sense than using a third-round pick on a Christian Jones. That's just my take personally. Maybe Christian Jones has a little bit more upside than I think, but he's about to be 24 years old. He will be 24 when the 2024 season commences, right? So an older prospect, a guy who, while he does have length, he does have straight line athleticism, I don't think he has the best feet in the world. I don't think he has great tackle feet, which is why I think he's going to be a rotational player, a swing tackle in the NFL. So again, this would be a little bit rich for me at 96 overall. I get the need, you know, you want to make sure you're fortifying your trenches long term. But again, for me, I don't think Christian Jones is the answer. Now, you could say Christian Jones, our swing tackle long term, Walker Little, starting left tackle, Anton Harrison, starting right tackle. Yeah, sure, I could see that. But again, do you need to take your swing tackle in the third round when you do still have other needs? I'm not sure. Like, the Jaguars don't take a cornerback in the first three rounds at all. That would surprise me a good bit, right? I think that based on where they're spending, based on the talent on the roster, you can make the argument cornerback is certainly their biggest need, and I would make that argument. And to not land one in the first 2 days of the draft, to me, would be honestly pretty shocking. When you look at some of the talent available throughout the first three rounds, I would be on board with the first two picks, but if you don't get a corner in the first two rounds, I think you'd absolutely be remiss not to be trying to find one in round three. And then you can look for tackle depth later on in this class. There's guys further down the board that I value higher than Christian Jones. Bottom line. So really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Let me know what you think about the Jaguars picks in this ESPN mock draft in the comment section below. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.